This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
If you guys
or not
are taking a trip to the desert to go golf, something you can do two blocks from here, damn it.
He said, we got about 3 hours between interviews. We could sneak in nine.
No, see, I didn't say nine.
But if it's between interviews, then you're being efficient. I like that, actually.
We're not going to play the wind course, Coach. I mean, we'd have to drive off into the mountains.
I mean, the wind course is kind of expensive. I wonder if anybody has a hookup out there.
But golf's going to leave you in a more relaxed, chill mood. The gambling side of things, it'd suck if you had to go back to interviews after losing money.
Yeah, I'm not going to gamble too much.
That's smart. You got to go into it. I always told Baser, you got to have the purse, the kitty. What is the kitty? Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't respond to me. And she goes, what? The kitty will each just take some cash, some walking cash. No, there needs to be a kitty limit before you go. So have you set that, Eddie, or are you just saying?
I've set my kitty limit.
Okay. Well,
I like it. What's your kitty limit?
Undisclosed.
he hadn't really said it, boys. He hadn't really said it.
I do know this. The one time I went to Vegas, Eddie went a day before me. I got there for the show.
Oh, my God.
Eddie depressed at the concert. His wife equally depressed. And I said, guys, what happened? Why are we not smiling? We're in Vegas. We lost it all.
We blew the kitty limit.
Oh, he blew the kitty limit in the first 2 hours.
And more.
That was bad. That was a bad night. I've been there. Let's go ahead and hit it.
I was chasing.
Hey, is Arnold going?
Arnold's there.
Yeah. Him and Abby went together.
Oh.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass. And they met another dumbass. And they became the dumbass trio the end.
Well, that's the thing. Arnold's going with Abby. Is that kind of like the Boston Celtics coach?
Oh, man. We'll talk about
that. Fraternization.
Yeah, you got to tell me about that. I don't know anything about it.
I'm going to do it live. Oh, Arnold's not here. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, Sizzin North, Alpha Male, West Side of Nashville. It used to be 100 degrees out now here in this fine city. Now we're dropping into the 70s. God bless it.
What
boys.
The hell are you talking about? 70s is 100
this morning.
Not this morning.
2 days ago, it was 104.
Yeah, you're right. So today it's 70?
Yeah, according to my weather.
Really? It's cold out there, Coach. No wonder
it's
we're wearing
snowing. Oh.
Sweatshirts.
All right, note to self, don't address the weather.
How about the game last night? I mean, the Browns?
What about the Browns?
Well, you got lucky with your Chiefs one. Chiefs look good.
I know.
You did good with that.
That was a week ago.
I know. You did good with it, luckily.
Hey, the freaking Browns, man.
What about the Browns?
Nothing. You leave it there. That way it means anything.
Man, the Steelers, man. I like Tomlin.
No, no.
I do like Tomlin.
What do they lose really bad?
No, but I still like Tomlin.
Okay.
That Pickett boy. He's on the sideline.
He does a good job of holding that clipboard.
He's in the stadium.
That Microsoft Surface, he does a good job looking at it.
At least he ain't throwing it like Brady.
Paolo Malu still looks good, dude. Like in those Head and Shoulder commercials, the dude looks good.
No, you talking about the refrigerator Perry?
You know that that commercial was recorded like 6 years ago.
Really?
And I think they just keep the same one and keep running it.
So he still gets paid for that?
I believe so, but wow. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, for sure. If a commercial runs, you get cash.
It depends what the deal is.
Yeah, it depends what the deal is. I think you get paid up front.
I think when
really then no, you can go
yeah, well there are different options.
Yeah, so I don't think it's like, oh, if the commercial runs 10 times you get a dollar each time. I think it's more of here's $200,000, we're going to run it for a year.
So when like Lamar Jackson's mom's running his agent or whatever, the first deal would be like, "All right, here's the deal. $5,000, we shoot a commercial, Head and Shoulders with Mahomes, Coach, it's going to be great."
I knew you meant Lamar. What do you think I meant? Lamar and Mopac?
Just in case. Lamar Boulevard. So they're like, all right, sure, $5,000, whatever. Yeah, sign it. It's great. But what agents know, like, wait a second, stop right there. $5,000? No. I don't want the $5,000. I want $1,000 to shoot it, and then I want $100 every time that thing airs. And then for the next 5 years, you see that commercial, you're getting paid, mother.
So how much do you think Sean McVay, you think he did the whole, have you seen his soup commercial where he's chest bumping the guy?
No.
But it sounds like it's aired on late nights. I've never seen it.
Oh, I've never seen that one either.
I saw the Sean McVay one. I think it was yesterday I saw it. And I don't know
did you just go through puberty?
I did go through puberty right there. Yeah. And I wonder, like, Sean McVay is big enough to get commercials. That's interesting. You don't really see coaches in commercials.
You got the Super Bowl. That's going to lead to commercials.
But you would think, Stafford, Aaron Donald, they would be in commercials. But Sean McVay?
John Madden was in commercials.
But was he in commercials because of the video game?
No, because of the announcer.
The commentator. Yes.
Okay. Like Romo.
You don't see.
Yeah, good call.
Speaking of commercials.
No, you don't see. I'm trying to think of another coach that would be good enough.
What? Hit the break, Ray.
No, we're not hitting a break.
Oh, we just started.
I'm just trying to think what other coach is big enough to be in a commercial.
Well,
Vrabel has a nightly TV show here in Nashville.
That's local coach.
He looks like he wants to shoot somebody,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he hates
that
it.
That was a bad deal.
But he's getting paid.
No.
The team makes him go do
that? Oh, yes. Yeah. That's part of the community.
The news never paid anyone.
Dude, every Monday night, was it a Monday night game? Every Tuesday, he has to recap the game with a local news guy.
And he hates his life.
I swear to God, I thought at one point he was going to hang himself or push over the news anchor's chair and just totally end the interview.
What was the game where the GM was sitting in the box watching the game, and while he was there, like, his team got intercepted twice? He's like, I gotta go. I can't do this. I gotta go. And he like took his headphones off.
I didn't see that.
Like, they had two interceptions while I've been here. I can't do it anymore.
Was that this week?
Nah, it's like 2 weeks ago.
That's some audio.
Yeah. I forgot. I saw it and I don't know.
I mean, it could have been the Rams because they were the one they opened up on Thursday Night Football. Stafford threw like three interceptions, and maybe they were talking about, oh, you know, Super Bowl. How's it feel? You're the Super Bowl champion. Oh, all right. We gotta go.
And the announcers were like, are you serious? No, hang out. I said, no, I'm out. See you guys. And you just hear them go out the door. Can't do it.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad luck. You know, if it's bad luck going down, if you're doing an interview and they're hitting home runs, all right, guys, that's about enough of that.
It's thank like you. When they're interviewing the coach in Major League Baseball in the middle of the inning, and it's like, oh, you know, what's working for DeGrom tonight? Well, I mean, I think his curveballs look
there
home
we go.
Run. All right, guys. Well, thanks. It's been fun. Cool.
You all don't think it's weird that whenever they don't talk about like a certain receiver for the whole game, and then they're like, if you take a look at Michael Gallup right there in the slot, and then that next play they throw it to him, like that doesn't weird you out?
But you realize it's building. I agree that it's chance to a degree that player got the ball, but it's building all game. So when they bring it up, it's actually almost at the climax of when that player should get the ball, when a touchdown should be scored, when a player should hit the ball and break up. when an announcer goes, it's the seventh inning, there hasn't been a hit, you're almost at the tipping point to where if a hit doesn't happen, that's a miracle. The guy just threw a no-hitter.
I see what you're saying.
Or it's very likely a hit's about to happen.
I see
what
you're
saying. Have to bring it up.
If Devontae Parker gets one of those this week.
Did you keep him on your team? Did you keep him on your roster?
If any time during the game this week they say, you know, Devontae Parker, and they circle him and he catches the ball, at that moment, that's sus. Because that mother acts like he's not even there.
And did you keep him on your roster?
He's still there.
I thought you were dropping him.
Does he start?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
He's the number two receiver.
On your team, does he start?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He has started.
He started the last 2 weeks.
He has started.
That's some dire times over
brutal,
there.
Dude.
It's hey,
stupid.
It's like Mooney for the Bears. Do I start him or do I not start him?
No, no, no. You have to. This is like what you do, right? In fantasy, you're an owner. There's no hearts. There's no feelings.
I understand, but if you put him on the, he's the number one receiver for
F
the
him.
Bears.
F him. What would the team do?
They're going to start him.
Yeah, you're right.
But and also, I get what you guys are saying. You're the owner. You need to make the right decision. But it's also with gambling. Just because it's went red twice in a row doesn't mean it's guaranteed to go red.
Right,
it's
because
not,
my thing,
he's not guaranteed to get a ball.
That's my thinking is like, okay, he has gotten, I think, one catch on the entire year.
But get him out.
So
get off of it.
I have to think eventually it's going to break out. Is this the game he's going to break out? Is he going to have 10 receptions this week? And so do I leave him in?
No.
It's not worth the risk. Go with someone that's
oh, sorry,
consistent.
He has two receptions on the ear. Sorry, guys.
Remember, don't let stubbornness come into your managerial mm-hmm. skill set.
Well, I mean, it is stubbornness because this fantasy football team that I have, we have scored a total of 108 points in two games.
Wow, God.
Is that for ours?
No.
For its penis.
Differently, I have two games and I have not broken 60 in either game.
So if you were an NFL coach, your team wouldn't have a win yet.
No,
it is
right.
Weird though, dude. If you go to every position except for quarterbacks, the quarterback's kind of predictable.
Yes, quarterback is sort of whatever.
But if you go to the running backs and you look at all fantasy points with running backs, you know Nick Chubb's the leader. Like we said last time, like oh, Wubox was the only one that saw that.
They knew something.
But ESPN had him where in the draft?
Probably six.
I mean,
seven.
Six. And then you like DeAndre Swift? Sure,
good.
He's fine.
But fine.
But where's Dalvin? Where's McCaffrey? Where's Henry?
Dalvin hasn't been good, right?
No.
Dude,
Saquon
Henry.
Jones is Saquon Barkley's third? Like, that's crazy.
But yeah. You knew he was going to have a big year.
Did you?
Because it was the tipping point I've been telling you guys
you
about.
You just said if it's landed on black five times, it's not necessarily
but it's not necessarily.
Red.
He's been hurt. He gets hurt every year. So taking a risk on Barkley, you're like, all right, here we go again. Am I really going to draft him a freaking again? That's why Edwards-Helaire, he is not on any of my fantasy teams because I drafted him 2 years in a row, and guess what Edwards-Helaire did for 2 years? Nothing.
And what's he doing this year?
Pretty
jamming
damn
out.
Good.
Jamming out.
Is Mixon playing football?
Yeah, but he
but here's the problem.
Year.
You want to know why? Oh, no, Mixon. God, I love Mixon.
You draft him every year?
I love him. I didn't get him this year in any league, which just sucks. But he can't do anything because the Bengals can't block anybody.
That's what it is.
That's part of the problem.
Yes.
They can't block, so Mixon can't do anything. Derrick Henry, they're down by 25 points. He can't do anything because they're losing.
That's crazy that A.J. Dillon, the backup running back for the Packers, is like miles ahead of Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry.
Is he really?
In fantasy points.
No. Well, I mean, I'm you're looking at yardage and all that, the points. I mean.
Lunch,
well,
you said a player, a running back, doesn't get the ball when the team's losing. Well, even one worse, when the team's losing so bad, running back gets pulled. Derrick Henry didn't even play the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, my guy's so bad, the team's so bad, don't even get on the field.
They pulled him the fourth quarter without a backup running back, too. They let the third stringer take over.
I am glad that the Titans were smart enough to do that because I watched, like, when the Chargers, they're down by 10.
We saw your tweets.
No, but I'm saying.
I didn't see your tweet, but I agree with you.
Like, just take him out of the game. Like, you're going
to. Well, what about the Cardinals? No, they're down 31-7.
He was healthy.
He was healthy. I'm saying, yes, you
Herbert
could come.
Was dying.
You could come back and win that game. But also, they know you're going to be passing the ball. So they're going to be teeing off on your quarterback.
Is Herbert playing this weekend?
Yes. I wouldn't.
Supposedly.
I wouldn't even say that they had a chance to win that game. In today's NFL, to get an onside kick, like.
Very rare.
It's very slim.
Even though it just happened.
But a 1%
one
chance.
One in like 50.
Oh, right. Green hit. Okay.
Yes, green.
I'm trying to relate
tree.
It to you guys
palm
in Vegas.
Tree. Everything's in roulette
palm
terms.
Tree, damn it. That's what I mean. You are putting your quarterback at risk when you have a long season. It's the long game. That one game wasn't going to make the difference, so why leave him out there? Or if they're down by 17 with, 5 minutes to go, just, all right, we lost. No need to just get him out.
If your quarterback's stubborn, though, saying like, no, let me in. He's pissed at you. No. I want to keep playing. Do you just let him just to keep him happy?
No.
Well, I feel like that's Josh Allen. They went for it on fourth down every time. And that's
no,
little,
I like that.
That's letting him do.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But that's a little bit quarterback, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think 100% quarterback.
I think they're just a dangerous offense. And when you have Josh Allen, who's huge, and it's fourth and one, he doesn't have to go very far. I mean, his big-ass body just, got the first down.
Right. Physics should say you should get a 1 yard with a big quarterback. All he has to do is fall forward. correct? No, and the front line has to get a little bit of a storm surge against
the
line.
Problem. If that front line falls backwards, but the big guy's not going anywhere.
The front line gets a head start.
Do you mean the offensive line?
Yes.
What's the head start?
They know when the hike is getting called. They get a tenth of a second head start to try and get a storm surge against the defense. And you're telling me they can't do that and the quarterback fall forward to get 1 yard?
They don't
know
always.
They don't always do it, but I think they're used to going backwards. Every other play on the field is them starting backwards. Offensive linemen start the play running backwards.
They
unless
do?
Unless it's a running play.
No. Even then, it's they go backwards. They don't ever go forward unless it's a goal line stance.
Oh. So if the guys go forward, you know they're going to go for it.
If it's a running play, you're coming at the ball going like that.
Look at the tape.
Have you been studying tape, Kyler?
Damn right. Look at the tape. No, I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you with the physics, but it's more of creating holes than it is pushing them back.
It's trying to push them to the side.
Yeah. And it always starts with a step back. Offensive line don't go, huh, and then go forward.
And you know,
unless it's goal line.
Learning about the defenders, but we were watching as much football as I have, there's pass interference on every play.
Every play, and there's holding
you
on every play.
You could call it on every play. Well, you could.
Why do the refs, was there a point in time when the refs said, I'm going to let them touch each other, grab ass, play some hanky-panky, play pocket pool and stuff for the 10 yards, and even if they go deep? Because I'm telling you, when they do the replay, the announcer's like, man, I thought that was pass interference. That could have gone either way. They're both grabbing each other's dicks. You know?
Is that pass interference or dick grabbing?
No, that's called hanky-panky.
Dick grabbing, number 41.
Jacking him off, 5-yard penalty.
It is interesting how they could call it on every play, but we're glad they don't. But then when it's like, oh, 3rd and 15, illegal contact, 5 yards, automatic first down. It's like, come on, man. Like,
how is it 5 yards, automatic first down? Is it just whatever the rule?
That's just a rare one.
No, now they are.
And why does the defense?
And they keep saying it every game is, oh, point of emphasis this year is illegal contact down the field. They're really
great.
Watching that.
That's great. But
and they've called it already.
They've
the announcers
called it a lot.
Are like, well, I mean, the play moved that way, so that's what made the illegal contact.
And false start is automatic first down.
No,
right?
It's not.
No, false start is you move backwards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Offsides.
Offsides is not automatic.
No.
No.
Okay. No. They're not all automatic first down. Like the punting one, if it's a bad punt one, it's 15 yards. If you kill the kicker, if it's just a baby touch him,
into the kicker.
You like side shaft him, then it's just a 5-yarder. And I tell you what, boys, betting, one of the ones that really puckers you up and really makes you curl over and just really feel the pain of a bet is when your team stops them have to kick and you run into the punter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's now happened to me a handful of times in this early season, and I'm telling you, I curl into a ball after it happens.
Okay, and what is that? You can't hit them straight on, but you can hit them on the side cock?
Well, if you
make contact with the ball, you can blast them.
Right. But
So as long as you're touching the ball with your left hand, with the right side of your body, you can nail them.
Yeah, as long as – even if you get a fingertip on it, you can – but if you don't and you hit them, you can't hit the plant leg. That is bad.
That's
but what about the kicking leg? No ball.
No.
Oh, wow.
You always got to have ball.
You've got to have ball to hit him. If you no
like
balls,
ball.
No hit.
Got it.
Trust me, dude. I know the rule because, does it pucker you right up.
Or if you have a bet or you have a whatever, and you have 3rd and 17, and you're like, hell yes, we're about to get off the field. And you give up the first down, and you're just like.
Yeah, because the odds are that should not happen.
It shouldn't happen.
Because your guys are playing back. They're all just protecting a little bit. You should have more guys defending.
Yes.
For them to get a 3rd and anything over 3rd and 12 is like, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you bleeping that?
Coach, come on.
Are you bleeping that? Or you have someone -6.5. They go, they score the touchdown. Hell yeah. And they miss the extra point. You're like,
which has already happened in this young season.
Guys, can we please partner with a gambling website and put the live odds on TV?
Well, they're doing it.
Are they?
They said now for Monday night, one of the websites partnered with them, and they're actually going to show the odds.
Thank you.
Not during the game.
During the game.
But they're going to show it probably in the pregame.
Oh, you mean the live betting.
The live bet.
And Darren Rovell has been great with this. He's like, hey, when Mike Tirico says on a Monday night, is that the one he's doing? What is Tirico doing?
Monday.
He goes, when Mike Tirico dances around betting, guys, it's legal in almost every state.
Not almost
every
state.
But Tirico goes, well, this next point's going to be interesting for some people.
Yeah, just say it.
It's like, just say it, guys.
He does.
Just say
it. He's like, for some people watching out there.
Dude.
Some people out there, you know, they are sticking around because they have an interest if this field goal goes in or not.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about, dude. Just say it. It's so annoying, like one of our friends.
Like one of our
Coach, but you hear, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they put the pregame line and then the live bet at the same time, that'd be so helpful.
On the screen.
On the screen.
Be amazing.
That would make everyone just go like, oh, crap, they moved to that. I'm betting it right now. I'm betting it right now.
But yep. By the time you see it on the TV, that line is gone.
No, 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 necessarily. Oh, yeah.
PGA.
Absolutely.
PGA finally started showing betting odds. This is weeks ago. And, I mean, they would show, guys, here are the current live bet odds. No, 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 they're not, because I have the website open right now.
Right.
Y'all's live odds aren't even close
That's
to what
it
is.
That's what I'm saying. It changes so quick.
But it should change the way it changes up there. And if
the TV is delayed.
Listen to me. Screw the bettors for the website.
No,
though,
no, no.
Huge.
Don't screw the bettors, damn
no,
it.
No, no, no. Okay. What the hell was that?
What are you drinking?
It's mimosa I had for Friday. I'm sorry.
Are you really drinking a mimosa?
No, it looks like
flavored
tea.
Water. But for the podcast,
in a fancy glass?
Can it be a mimosa?
It's a mimosa. Yeah, it's a bitch drink.
Of course.
Sorry,
exactly.
Hit the microphone.
Bahama
boys.
Mama.
Bahama
here.
Mama. Hey, strawberry beer over there.
But you know what I'm saying? For the website, for the betting company, whatever it is, DraftKings, MGM, whatever it is, like, they want those people going there anyway. And right. If the bet changes, well, screw you. You missed it.
And
but
you guys are going to Vegas. You know, one of the biggest additions to sports gambling, you don't have to go up to the front desk anymore and talk to the 90-year-old worker.
I know, but I hate to tell you.
The kiosks are effing amazing.
No.
Dude, me and Baser, I grab the papers. She's telling me, hey, hit that. I'm watching the game. I'm like, what's that live odd, Baser? What's that live odd? I asked one of the BetMGM workers.
He's the cleaner. He's got the vacuum cleaner.
I mean, those people might have got an introductory video that was like an hour, and that's it.
Because I don't know.
Hey, man, is there live betting on these? I don't know. What are you even walking around for then? Get the hell out of here. So I had Baser on the
he has no time for
Baser's him. On the kiosk, and I was like, Baser, what's that number? What's that number? I'm watching App State week one. They're putting up crap loads of points. I'm like, all right, let's hit it. You can't do that at the desk with 90-year-old guys.
So you're just chilling by a kiosk the whole day?
Dude, no. But when we were placing our sports bets, because I wanted
But there's a line behind you while you're waiting for the live to change?
There was 10 kiosks wide open.
I would have kicked your ass if you were in front of the kiosk waiting.
That's what I'm saying. I had the kiosk to myself. Baser's on it. I'm watching the TV. I'm like, what's that live odd? What's that live odd? All right, let's hit it. It prints your ticket right away. You can parlay everything, 5 things in like 2 seconds. If you go to 90-year-old dude, he's like, what did you say was the third parlay number?
That was
7-2.
That's the problem. Is I bet you Ray is that damn guy. Eddie was this guy that goes up
me.
To the 90-year-old guy and was like, I want to bet on Krzyzewski. Well, what number is it? Krzyzewski. So then the guy has to pull out the sheet. He has to pull out the sheet.
It was a woman.
And she has to find Krzyzewski.
She goes, I don't know who the Krzyzewski is.
And
go
then she's
get
like,
the paper
right,
and like, give me numbers. Because
you're supposed to give them the number when you get up there. And Eddie gets up there and tells them names, the team.
Hey,
and that's the problem. That's why it takes them a long time is when the people get up there like, I want to bet on Cincinnati -6. What's the number? Cincinnati -6. Got to get the sheet.
Hey,
what are the
I had goals? My phone out. I was like, all right, I'd like to do a UFC parlay. All right, give them to me. And I go, let's go fight number 3.
The ESPN Plus card? What? Are you talking about UFC or boxing?
No, UFC. And I think he's Chinese. Here's his name.
I
got the phone. She's like,
no phones at the table.
She goes, No. This is not going to work. Go back and get a piece of paper, and all the fighters are on there, and give me those numbers. I'm like, can we just do it real quick? Spell the name. S-H-E-I-M.
I will say, the dude at Bellagio, dope as hell, because I don't know the horses. That crap gets a little confusing. And I go, dude, I'm honest. I'm a little confused. Bays are on to bet the ponies. He goes, I'll make it simple. What track are you guys watching? I was like, that TV right there.
Southland?
Yeah, there it is. And he goes, okay, what race number? And I go, oh, here it is. She
12.
Said, she said 12. And he goes, perfect, got y'all set. Which horse number?
7.
Oh, she wanted number 8. Perfect, you're all good. I mean, I was like, thank you, bro. I didn't know how to tell you any of that.
I tell you what, I enjoy going up to the window and getting the little paper ticket. I love that feeling.
Agreed.
I am...
there's something about having the paper ticket.
But
that
you
doing
just
it
said
on,
you like the kiosk.
It gives you a paper ticket.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it prints it out.
Why can't we just
How
use the app?
How else does it
No,
have it?
That's
no,
boring
because
as hell.
It's all electronic.
You
I'm
guys,
with
you know
lunch.
It's the same thing,
Dude,
right?
I'm with lunch on having the paper.
Having the paper out. Ticket is so much better and much more fun.
Until you've been drinking, you're like, do you have the ticket? No, you had it. Check your purse. You have the ticket?
Oh, yes, exactly. Crap. I think I lost my ticket. Oh, no, I found it.
Check your shoe off. Check in there.
Hold on, I'll check for you.
I mean, it's awesome. But when we come back, we're going to go to commercial. But, Eddie, you were right about something you said preseason. You said something, and I look at it now, and I'm like, Eddie was 100% right.
Yeah, we're right back. Where Colin was right.
No.
Where Eddie was right.
What? What is he talking
about?
It's
a segment on another show.
I'll call her daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go.
Oh.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you have to go in 11?
Yeah. But here's the deal.
If Eddie,
don't start giving locks.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to tune out. And here's the problem. If Eddie, like, why doesn't he tell us he has to take a dump before we do the podcast? Yeah. Like, why, hey, halfway through, does he write it down? Hey, bathroom break. It has been 20 minutes, and he is still in the bathroom. Like, what is he checking Instagram, checking Twitter? What's he doing?
I don't know, but why do none of these cock-sucking Adobe Workshop programs work? It's working.
Is it recording me? I don't think it is. I don't think it's recording.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, but I'm just saying, I don't know who, if we have a listener that works for Adobe, but we need computer help, and I'll hang up and listen.
I thought you were the audio guy.
It's true.
Okay. So what I was going to tell you about Eddie being right, Tom Brady looks sick.
Because he's so skinny. People are saying he's the dead emoji.
He is. He looks so skinny.
Rip.
His face is like, it's caving in.
It's his damn diet. Eat some meat. Occasionally have a beer on the weekends. The body's not supposed to just eat veggies and trees.
He didn't look this skinny last year. He didn't look this skinny the year before. I mean, he looks like an all-time low. He looks kind of like he has decided that he is on a hunger strike.
But you realize why he diets and stuff, because it makes him look more attractive. His face is more symmetrical. He's this GQ model as a quarterback. It's something the average guy driving a truck or a tugboat has no idea about. Brady enjoys being amazing looking and a goat. So he took it too far, though. I believe he probably wakes up and doesn't even eat.
I think he has like one meal a day.
That's not good.
He drinks a cup of water, a cup of rice, and that's it. That's all he has. Because
it's concave when your face goes in like that.
What did I say?
No, that's the
doctor definition. Because his eyes, they look sunken in.
So what I'm trying to say about Brady is this. Yes, you can look attractive and become a model by dieting a little bit. He's just done it too many years. Maybe this year he said a whole new level. I'm not
drinking.
I think
drinking, the stress. Maybe
I'm
the
not
stress.
Eating sugar. I'm going to kiss my kids. I'm going to only eat lettuce leaves. I'm going to have phone calls with Aaron Rodgers about world peace and about peace and joy. And I'm going to work out. Every time I get in a fight with Giselle, I'm going to run a mile. So he's just taking it to the extreme. I'm telling you, I've had friends do this. Models, guys too. They get hot. You can get hot by dieting a certain amount, but if you diet too much, then you start looking like Brady, ET on the rocks.
I think I figured it out. While you were speaking, it came to me why he is so skinny and why he looks so sick. Because Giselle said, I'm not going to cook for you anymore. You're not around when we have dinner, then you don't get dinner.
He's got a side chef.
And so, no. She said, she fired that chef and she said, listen.
Right, but he can still have side meals. You know, when your wife, sometimes if she,
what I'm saying is, she says, dinner's at 7 o'clock. If you don't eat what we're having, that's what's on the menu, you don't get to eat. Because I do this with my kids. We put dinner on the table, right? And they say, oh, I don't want, you know, a hot dog. I want chicken nuggets.
No, that's not happening.
That's not happening. We tell them.
I'm not even a parent. That's not happening.
We tell them, that is not on the menu. The menu, this is what's on the menu tonight.
Scan your QR code.
So if you do not want to eat this, that is your choice, but there is nothing else to eat. So this is what's on the menu.
But in the cupboards, there's more food.
And they're, oh, I want a bar. The bar, there's no bars on the menu. I want a banana. The banana is not on the menu. I'm sorry. And so I think Giselle put her foot down saying, listen, we want to have family meals. So when we sit down to eat dinner, if you're not here, then you're not going to eat. And that is why Tom Brady is so sick.
And I've had buddies who, if the wife, she gets on a health food kick and she'll make dishes that aren't that great.
Yes.
Buddies will then, oh, hey, I'm going to run back to work, or I'm going to go head over to the gym. When they leave, they'll swing by Wendy's, grab a takeout, munch it down, and then they're good to go. But their wife gets on this health food kick, maybe is what Giselle did.
But Tom Brady doesn't go by Wendy's.
But Brady needs to go do that fast food thing.
He looks bad.
And, I mean, maybe that's what's led to his GOAT status, always winning, because when you don't have sugar in your life, you go at stuff with harder, with more determination. That's been his secret.
So you're telling me sugar makes you not go after things?
Sugar makes you lazy. It makes you so. If you're gonna pound a, he's not pounding a Red Bull before the game. Sure, you're gonna get a sugar rush. So they tell these college kids, high school guys, you don't want the sugar rush before. You almost want your natural ability to go into these games. Sure, a Red Bull's great. An energy drink's great. A boomer always wants to drink an energy drink. Boomer, no, play the game dry the way it is. You can do a Gatorade. That you're going to get a sugar crash. So Brady doesn't have the sugar crash. He goes with determination, heart, love of the game, and he just wants to win. And then after the game, he obviously wants to eat.
Also, I think that is another reason Mike Evans came to his defense so much last week when he came running off the bench to get Lattimore away because he was worried Tom Brady was going to break in half.
Because he knows he's a pile of bones.
Well, yeah, he knows that there's not much weight on that body. He's like, oh my gosh, if Lattimore pushes him, this may be the end of Tom Brady. So he came up and protected him. And that's why he's not going to play Sunday.
But also, he's not?
No.
Mike Evans.
No, Tom Brady will.
Finally, though, we have closure. This is Brady's final year.
Oh, 100%.
Thank
God.
There
is no doubt.
Okay.
There is no doubt this is his last year. There is no speculation about, oh, is he going to play next year? Is he going to play till he's 50? This is it. If he does not retire at the end of this year, his life is over. Giselle is for sure leaving. I mean, I don't even know if she's not going to leave yet.
We just started back because you were pinching one off.
Hey, when you poop, and you take forever to poop.
I wasn't pooping.
Oh, were you on the phone again?
Yeah, my wife's crying again.
Okay, well, apparently, I'm sorry.
Apparently she cheated.
I was giving you credit because Tom Brady does look sick.
I told you that.
No, that's why I just said.
Saw your note, Eddie, and I
said at the
it.
Beginning of the season, Eddie said he looks sick.
Did you take my headphones?
Oh, Kevin did. Damn it.
You know what? You guys just do this.
You don't even need headphones. Just sit down.
Yes, I do. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me right now?
No.
That's the secret to every great broadcaster. Headphones.
Yeah. Now,
I told you he looks sick,
he
man.
Does. Why, no, can you tell me what is wrong? What is wrong with Tom Brady? Why is he sick
Depression,
looking?
Depression, dude. Depression's a real thing, dude.
That could be it.
Like, when you're sad, you don't want to eat, dude, and it's like it takes your whole life.
But also, you haven't even brought up, why did he go to the Hamptons, all right, to check on the other kid that he needed to kiss? What was that deal?
He went to the Hamptons?
Yeah, they live somewhere, Nantucket.
I didn't see him go to the Hamptons.
I think they live in Florida, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been anywhere up and down the eastern seaboard. But what I'm saying is...
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
During his 11 days away, they said he went and saw his ex-wife that has another. He has another kid.
Oh, Monahan? Bridget Monahan?
He went and hung with them.
Really?
Yeah, so I mean, I don't get the depression thing.
Well, his life's out of control.
But, when your life's
make you depressed.
Yes, when your life spins out of control, that's when the definition of depression.
Right. He's got enough to look at to make himself not depressed.
No, I agree with you.
No, no, but guys, there's always a moment in your life where it's quiet and there's nothing going on. Wow. And that's the time when you reflect.
This is deep.
Is when people are around you, hey, that's why like, oh, Brady, he can compartmentalize. Well, no, there's like 10,000 people there. Like, of course, there's 10,000 people and everyone's watching me. Yeah, I'm not thinking about my wife and my five kids and that I'm not a good dad to. I'm thinking about football. But, guys, it's that moment. It's like bedtime. Everyone's asleep. You can't sleep for some reason. You start getting really sad.
That's deep because what Eddie's really saying deep. Is when the TV cameras go away, the football field, all the screaming 70,000 fans go away, the sore losers' microphones go away, when you're at your house by yourself,
yeah,
that is when you get depressed and you have to if you do have things in your life that aren't good.
Hey, and it's all quiet, man, and you're just like sad and you can see that bottle of Jack, dude, just glowing in the dark, man. Man, that bottle of Jack's just glowing, dude. It's calling your name. There's a head on the top of the bottle saying, "Drink me."
You take a pull, you call a high school buddy. Hey, man.
Hey, after half of that bottle, you start FaceTiming everyone. Hey, I miss you. Hey, Antonio. You're right, man.
Brown.
You're
right,
man. Oh, yeah, the Buccaneers.
Antonio, you're right,
Antonio,
man.
Antonio, come back.
I was thinking about taking my shirt off tomorrow, dude.
I think I'm going to take my jersey off in the middle of the game, yeah, walk out. I think this is it. Sunday against the Packers, dude. I'm just going to walk
deuces,
out.
Man.
But they're winning, though. He just doesn't look great.
They're barely winning.
Yeah.
But he looks bad.
Yeah.
That's okay. Now.
It's not okay. Hope he gets help. BetterHelp.com.
I said, my theory was that Giselle decided
that. No, he
needs
HelloFresh.
Yes.
He needs food.
Because I told him Giselle has decided that family dinner is at 7. So he's not home at 7, he doesn't eat.
Yeah.
And so she was refusing to cook for him.
So what's he doing on that extra day off?
Well, and also, I bet
picking up the kids. No, they wiped that away now, supposedly.
So he has to work.
He has to work.
Okay.
He can't pick up the kids.
Okay.
That was just sort of like the Kyler Murray thing. It came out. Ooh, it looked bad, so he's back to work.
Okay.
You know who's not back to work? Udoka, head coach of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, what's going on there,
man?
Hell
of a segue.
He is
keep talking. I need headphones.
He is looking at it. No, I got to tell you. Got to explain the situation to you. Yeah, he is facing. He's looking like he's going to be suspended for 1 year.
So singles, if you're single in your company, you can't bang another person in your company.
Yeah,
they must have a policy with the Boston
policy?
Celtics.
Do we?
I don't think so. I don't know. So
if not, Arnold's in SOL.
Why, who's he?
Abby.
Do you not remember the beginning of the podcast?
It was a joke. I was waiting for you to do that. Thank you.
It's not a joke, dude. I saw them together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, and I bet
you're
he
not
thinks
supposed to walk in on that.
Well.
Well, no. Arnold thinks they get what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It's not true, though.
That's not true.
Because you learned that with Michael.
I read the message that he sent. He said he played in the World Series of Poker, lost poker, not poker.
It's the World Series of
He lost 20 grand. Then he went on a cruise to gamble some more, and that's the last I heard of him. It could have been the Titanic.
You know what he saw that night? The bottle of Jack.
Yeah, he did.
Calling his name.
The bottom of the bottle.
I saw the bottom of the bottle.
But this is what I'm saying about the Celtics coach is guys are such idiots. You work so hard. You're an NBA player. You put your time in as an assistant coach.
He's
you become
a coach, for God's
he's
sakes.
A human, dude. He's a man with a penis.
And that's what it's amazing.
Sports
you
penis.
Finally right. Get that job. You're the head coach of the Boston Celtics. And year one, you're already like, man, me and my chick, I'm going to go ahead and cheat on her with this lady, even though it's against all policies.
So
that the
what's
Celtics
the policy?
Have.
You can't cheat or you can't cheat with someone in your office?
I don't know what their it has not said. I don't know if it's no cheating.
Was she an employee?
Yes.
Okay, so there's got to be
something about
same sex.
What?
What? Sorry.
Is she same sex as
no,
him?
No. What
is
was
she?
The policy?
Is she?
You can't hang out alone or go on.
No, I don't know if it's like you can't date.
But I mean, how do they know they were hooking up? I mean, did
somebody must have known? How did we?
But I'm saying,
how do we know that? Of Abby and no Abby and
it's sort of
Arnold
like when my wife worked for the Rockets. Okay, there was
a dancer.
She hooked up with Olajuwon.
No,
dude, if she did, she'd be gone. She'd never want you again.
You're never gonna mount up.
You would never be enough for her anymore.
There was never you weren't supposed to date your coworkers. You weren't supposed to date. So there was this girl Jackie. Jackie started dating Jason, And
are you using real names here?
No.
Well,
they were in the office.
Go ahead, Ori.
And they could not. They were not supposed to date.
Ori and who?
And so they kept it secret. So they would be on dates sometime, and they'd run into their coworkers, and they would call my wife and be like, hey, hurry up and get here. So-and-so just walked in from the office.
Okay.
And so she would show up at dinner like, oh, hey, it's the three of us. It's not a date. Because they have strict policies about you're not supposed to do that.
So you're just saying, could this Udoki, what's his name?
M.A. Udoka.
So could he be on a date, or could he just be on a with one of his guy staffers and they're going over plays?
You could.
Hold on. Back it up. Let's be humans here for a second. Love is love.
I understand that. But if you have policies in place, but and maybe she's a...
But why is the policy there?
Did they catch them in the act?
A couple times.
Oh, they did?
Oh, Udoka? I don't know. They haven't... All the details haven't been
released.
Who
are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about Jackie and Jason.
Kenny Smith?
No.
Yao Ming?
No!
The mascot?
And so...
The Rocket?
And maybe it's a no cheating policy. I don't know, because he's with Nia Long.
Did your wife ever hook up with any of the Rockets?
No.
That
she
you know
did,
of?
She did hook up with, they had a traveling dinosaur exhibit. What like, it was like a robotic dinosaur.
She hooked up with one of the animatronics?
Don't know if she wants this getting out.
She hooked up with one of the guys that drove the dinosaur.
You must be King Kong to her.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was from the thing was from Australia, and he was an Australian guy.
So she's into smart dudes.
I guess.
What's he doing now?
Well, no, he wasn't. I don't know how smart he was.
He's
he drove,
an animatronics
so
guy.
He drove the dinosaur.
Oh,
he,
now he's a blue-collar worker?
He created the drone.
No, I'm just telling you.
Successful.
She said she liked an Australian accent. She said it was really good.
Does he kind of look like Baby Boss?
I don't know who he looks like. I've never seen the guy.
How do you like that, mate? You want me to
boomerang? That middle child of yours.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
What do you say I take you to the Outback, mate?
He could be suspended for
Baby Box is like, he like shrimp on the bobbin, mate.
I went over to Lunch's house. They weren't kicking soccer balls. They were throwing boomerangs.
Yeah, dude.
That's genetics.
Hey, your kid does like to go Outback.
Mama, I want to go to the Outback. Oh, the restaurant. No, Australia, Mama.
I want
to
see Daddy, Mama.
Oh, sorry, son. He's on tour right now driving the dinosaurs.
They're at the zoo. My favorite kangaroo, Mama.
What's the damn thing they have that's their specialty? Bloomin' onion?
Hell yeah. He likes bloomin' onions?
No, but my kid, for some reason, every time we go to the grocery store, he's like, Dada, I want that. And he freaking grabs a six-pack of Foster's.
Yeah. Big-ass can.
Come on.
Hey, what is that? I can't hear it.
Oh,
that was a laugh track.
Oh, cool. I missed it.
Hey,
the one time in 5 years he's hit the laugh track.
I mean, yeah. I texted K-Dog and I said, hey, bring Eddie his headphones.
Nothing?
Nothing back.
I'm going to go get him.
You're going to go get
him. We'll filibuster.
Hey, we'll
Eddie.
Go ahead and take a break and we'll come back.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success.
Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a long break. This is why our show doesn't win anything, and no one likes our show.
I thought we did win.
Oh, we did win.
Is that foreshadowing, or what were you doing?
No, I don't know. I was just saying, like, it seems like chaos. Oh, my God. Let's just get this going.
He stole his headphones.
Jesus, this is terrible.
That is a hum and a whistle. Try that at work.
Coach, that might be the funniest story you've ever told.
Coach, I mean, you must be freaking King Kong in the bedroom, dude.
Why? Because
King Kong.
I don't understand. Just because the dinosaur guy is no one special, guys. He's just some guy that drove the robotic dinosaur.
What does she call you in the bedroom, donkey?
Coach, has she ever called you a T-Rex?
Oh, my God. No. Anyway, you want to talk about games this weekend?
Do a harder brontosaurus. Stop doing that.
With dinosaur animatronics.
Don't do that. That makes me jealous.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, pterodactyl.
Hey, you want me to ask her what dinosaur he drove?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. I can't believe
you guys laugh about
this. Let me call it.
Do you and your wife talk about who you bang?
No. It's the last thing you bring
up. This is a different world over there.
Oh, it's our boss.
Hey.
Hey, the guy on the dinosaur, what kind of dinosaur did he drive?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Was he good?
Was it a T-Rex or was it like a little sissy one?
Wait, he drove the dinosaur?
Yes, that's what I've been telling you.
Big T-Rex.
He drove the big T-Rex?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. All right, that's all we got. And he was from Australia, right?
Is what?
He was from Australia?
Yes.
Okay.
You remember his name?
What was his name?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah,
thanks,
does.
Boss. That's funny. She got a good giggle.
She does not want to talk about that.
The fact that you would just bring that up to her randomly on a weekday, and now she's going to be thinking about animatronics.
By herself. You know she's at home alone.
Okay, guys. I don't know.
Now she's thinking of him.
Hey, he comes home. She's playing with the kid's pterodactyl. Honey?
He said he was a T-Rex,
dude.
Okay.
Tyrannosaurus.
Now, are you ready to make some money?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, because we're going to Vegas, and Eddie, we got to bet these games, because I'm going to make you money.
Oh, man. It doesn't seem like it, though. You guys' vibe isn't Vegas.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Vibe is Vegas, baby.
My vibe's not Vegas.
My vibe is Vegas.
The local people, Wayne Dick, or what's his name?
Yeah, Wayne Dick.
Yeah, Wayne Dick and Tay, they went Wednesday. I would love to be a local person.
We used to do that.
They're going
to
be in Vegas.
No, we never went on
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're going
to
be in Vegas
you
5 days.
You realize they moved here from Vegas, so they went back to see people probably.
Family. But that must be nice, though.
It must be nice.
I guarantee they're able to do a
Coach,
show and stuff.
So why do the Browns play every weekend? Every weekend we go to Vegas?
That happened. It did happen, yeah.
Right?
Yep, you're right.
They did win last time.
They won the last time on a Thursday night with Baker Mayfield.
Man. Oh, I remember that. I was in this room by myself watching the game.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
You guys hit, though. And Eddie
we did hit. They brought, they brought Baker in at halftime, and Tyrod Taylor went to the bench. Thank goodness.
I remember.
So this weekend, I'm going to tell you, Ray, are you going to Knoxville?
No.
Well, you thought, I mean, game day's going.
Baser had a hysterectomy a week ago.
It was like 2.5 weeks.
It was a week and a half.
I'm telling you what, this is the truth. The Tennessee Volunteers are going to destroy Florida. That place, Neyland, it's going to be rocking.
It's checkered.
Game day, it is going to be bananas.
Chomp.
And they're going ice, too. I believe they're going all
Hooker
white.
Henderson, your quarterback?
Yeah.
Your freaking hooker
Excuse
quarterback?
Me? Corner hooker, they call him.
You called him a hooker?
He is a hooker. He is going to drop bombs on the Florida Gators.
Chomp, chomp.
No. Chomp, chomp is not going to have.
Jefferson, man. That dude is.
Richard Jefferson is. A former NBA player that played for the Spurs.
Well,
you're talking about AR-15. Yeah. He's gonna shoot some down.
Oh, is he?
He
ain't gonna shoot anything.
He's a quarterback of the Gators. Chomp, chomp, baby.
Tennessee, all they do
Where
is
are they
score.
Playing? In the swamp?
No, they're playing in Knoxville. That's why
I
asked Ray if he's going to
checkered.
Knoxville. I just said game day is going to Knoxville.
Yeah, but the swamp travels.
Okay, guess what? They're going to travel. Tennessee, 10.5. Take it to the bank. They're going to run it up, and they're going to kill them.
Okay.
And
wow, we're betting that on Saturday?
We're betting it
Vols
Saturday.
Vols are going to be freaking 4-0. Hendon Hooker might be
Yes, they're going to be 4-0, and they're going to be up in the top 10 by the end of this weekend.
Well, Heisman, either they're 11 or 12 or 13. Hooker is 50-1. You might need to bet that now then. There's no front runner right
there
now.
There is no
front
runner.
Ooh, I like the Oklahoma kid.
Ooh, that's a good
Gabriel Davis.
Yeah. Interesting, because while I was in Vegas, we hung out with the Oklahoma people, and me drunk, leaving the table, I said, while you're here, bet for Heisman, Gabriel Gillen. What's his name?
I don't know. AJ Gabriel.
I told them him, so if I'm right, those people are going to think I'm a god, because at that point, he was probably 200.
Yeah, probably.
But you saw one game, him lighting it up with four touchdowns against Nebraska.
That's very true.
That is all one game you need. That's all you need.
What about Stetson Bennett? Can we get him the Heisman?
That's actually not
because
bad.
Because I think that this is the second year, and if they win the championship again with him, it's not a fluke anymore. Like, it was all cute, nerdy guy, looks weird, awkward helmet, like, doesn't look like a quarterback, but he's really good.
He transferred away from Georgia because he was not good enough.
Right.
Went to some small-ass school, came back, was like fifth string. All these people get hurt, and all he has done is balled out.
And then he does a post-interview. He's all high as shit. Like, okay, that's all great. Second year, he wins the national championship again. Oh, I'd crown the dude. Give him the damn Heisman.
He's got to be one of the favorites.
That is a great – I have not heard anybody say Stetson Bennett.
He's literally one of the favorites.
Is he really?
Yes.
But he's never heard anyone say it.
I haven't.
I mean, and they have Bryson Young. Like, Vegas just doesn't even know on the
Bryce
Heisman right
Young?
Now. Yeah, he's not going to win it.
But that's what I'm
Who's
saying.
Who's won it 2 years in a row?
Has that ever happened?
Yeah, it's happened once.
Herschel Walker?
Was it Manti Te'o?
No.
Ty Detmer?
No.
His brother played high school football in my town.
That's incredible.
Coy, man. You remember Coy?
Yes, Coy Detmer.
Yeah, dude.
I know who you're talking about.
Man, I was little, dude. I gave him a high five when he came out of the off the field.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. He's tall, dude. I'll never forget. But I was really, I think, 10.
Oh, okay.
So I was short.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Thank you, man.
He was that popular when you were 10? He was that good,
Well, because
huh?
he was Ty's little brother, and his dad was the head coach of the high school.
So it wasn't
Ty had just won the Heisman, so.
That's right. Wild.
Yeah.
Bryce Young, Devontae Smith, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Johnny Manziel.
They all won it twice?
RG3, Cam Newton. Tell me if you hear somebody's name twice.
No, you're going to have to go way back.
Oh, you're going from a guy in the 60s?
Coach.
Who gives up?
Red Grange, coach?
It was the frozen tundra.
The galloping ghost.
He had 2 pass yards, and he won the Heisman.
The only player that's won the Heisman 5 times in a row. The last year was illegal.
The touchdown end zone was a cornfield.
Leon Hart of Notre Dame.
Archie Griffin.
There it is.
Who is that?
Thank you.
Oh, AG the third.
No, he's the only AG1 to win it. He's the only one to win it twice.
Who is he?
He played running back.
For who?
Oh my God.
Coach, you have the Wikipedia. I'm
Ricky
sure the
Williams
first line.
Is the only guy to win it and then get baked.
Ohio State Buckeyes.
No, Stetson, dude. You'll do it.
I mean, I would like to see Stetson.
What year was that?
Oh my
Coach, just leave it up and read all the info.
He played at Ohio State back in the 70s, 72 to 75.
And he won it 2 years in a row?
I don't know about 2 years in a row. It says he won it twice. I didn't see if it was twice in a row.
That's
Sorry.
Pretty cool.
God, that's pretty badass if you won 2 Heismans.
2 Heismans.
I mean, is Bryce
– it doesn't equate to money, bruh.
It doesn't matter, bruh.
Now it does.
Now it does.
But Bryce Young, is he worth 2 Heismans? Like, if this dude is the only one, what's his name?
Archie Griffin.
Archie Griffin is the only one who's won 2 Heismans. Is Bryce Young really, or is it just timing?
See, I think that's the problem. It's so hard. It's going to be so hard for him to win because he already won, so they're going to give it to someone else. They don't want to give it to the same
right,
person.
But they did it to Archie.
But he must have been that dominant.
Now it's all about doing stuff that isn't copycat, that they go with the
right.
guy that's winning.
It's sort of like LeBron James should win MVP every single year, but they don't do it. They spread it around because LeBron James was the best basketball player on the planet. Michael Jordan, every year he played, once he started dominating, should have been the MVP every single year.
Yeah, they did it to guards.
But they give it to Karl Malone, I believe.
Ronnie Dunn. The Duns, they just stopped giving him awards.
That's what I'm saying. You just all
Brooks
of a sudden stop. You all of a sudden stop because it's like, all right, they got enough of them. So the Heisman, it's like, okay, we got
to
be different.
So they
vote
won't
for someone
give it
else.
To Bryce.
I don't think Bryce
okay.
will win it.
All right.
So the favorite, Stroud, 2 times your money.
Yep.
Bryce, 4 times your money. Caleb Williams, 4 times your money. Where does he play?
USC.
Oh, interesting. And then Stetson Bennett. I've never heard anybody say his name.
No, but no one mentioned Stetson Bennett.
Oklahoma dude's not there?
No, well, he's down a little bit. Oh, okay.
Dylan Gabriel?
He's 15-1. I guarantee you at the beginning of the year he was about 100-1.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, yeah, hell yeah. It's interesting.
I like Stetson Bennett, but he's just not sexy enough. He's not flashy.
You're right. He's not sexy.
You can use that term with us, but if you ever get on a bigger TV show or something, one of those sports guys is going to beat your
Going to the bar this weekend? Don't say that crap at the bar. Don't.
Don't?
No.
Okay. I won't.
That was a sexy game, right, Eddie?
Hey, what did you say over there? Oh, it was gonna happen.
Also, I'm going to tell you who to take. Wake Forest against Clemson.
You like Hartman.
I love Hartman.
How many points are you getting?
7.
That's pretty good.
I like Hartman. I mean,
oh, they're playing Memphis?
No, they're playing Clemson.
Oh, they're in Memphis.
Clemson, coach.
They're playing Clemson.
And they're part of South Carolina.
Listen,
they're rough, though.
I think Hartman is really good. I don't know much about Wake Forest football team. I know Hartman's good. He's an NFL caliber.
Then why would you say to bet it?
I don't know much about this football team.
No. He's an NFL caliber quarterback.
Yes.
Okay?
Other than Tim Duncan.
So there you go. That's all I need to know. You're getting 7 points at home, and you are a NFL caliber quarterback. I'm good with it. I don't think Clemson looks all that good. DJ Ugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugug
a lot of U's in it.
Does anyone call you Jason Glover Waffles?
Well, you tell me his name.
Agulier.
Love it. I think you got
it. We'll just call him DJ.
But Clemson's running back, he could be a Heisman. Don't know his name, but he's in the runnings.
I'll take Wake Forest plus 7. There you go. What else you got?
Did you take it to the bank?
Take it to the bank.
Wow.
Take it to the bank.
Really?
And if you want to, Wake Forest, why not? Let's just pick Wake Forest to win.
Money line? Did you say money line?
I don't know. That may be a little crazy.
Yeah, it is a little crazy.
Because is Clemson really that good?
But it's not crazy because if
they haven't blown nobody.
Right,
out.
They don't blow. Like Clemson doesn't dominate like they have in the years past, like with Deshaun Watson.
But you've never seen a Wake Forest game. That's what worries me a little bit about your dumb bet.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know anything about this team other than what you read about their quarterback.
Eddie, are you?
No, I've seen their quarterback.
Oh, you've seen him.
Yeah, I've seen
him.
Is
he sexy?
He looks like a quarterback. Okay. He's big, got a big arm.
Big shoulders?
Yep. Ugh. Tall guy.
If you like Stetson so much, why don't you take Georgia minus 45 against Kent State?
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're going to put your money where your mouth is.
He's the one that said Stetson.
Hey.
You said you like him for highs.
Well, I said it's cool. I said that's a great idea.
Alabama Vandy.
Is this weekend?
What is that line?
Oh, God. It's got to be 500.
No. And if it is, you might want to take Vandy on this.
Oh, my God.
Vandy's not. Their quarterback is one of the top touchdown guys in the
country. Yeah, he is good.
Okay. You just talked about how the Boilermakers quarterback, what are Wake Forest?
Wake Forest. Demon Deacon.
Demons. The Deacons.
Demon Deacons.
You just talked about how awesome the Deacons quarterback is because he's sexy. Well, how about the Vandy quarterback?
Hey,
you don't think.
But here's what it is.
What's the line? 40 what?
40.
Okay.
0.5.
40 and a half?
I'll take Alabama.
Vandy scores 14 points on Alabama, which is completely possible, guys, you got yourself a bet.
Well, let's be real. Last week, ULM sucked. Alabama covered.
But you said they were so good.
I mean, I told you it was two fluke things. It was the block punts.
Okay.
When stuff like that happens, you're not going to win a bet.
Right.
If Lightning
I told you they were going to score 28 in the first quarter. They scored 28 in the first quarter.
Kind of like the Bears game. Couple weeks ago, opening weekend, if you had taken over and then you turn the TV on, it's a hailstorm and it's like 10 feet of rain, you're like, I'm just not supposed to win this bet.
Right.
If you didn't look ahead of time to see that it was going to rain, those are the things that show you you're just not meant to win the bet.
I think this is one of the Alabama bets that you got to take. You got to take Vandy.
Okay.
All the other ones, I'm with you on all those.
Good luck.
I'm not saying which one to go, but I'll never forget. I was in Vegas, lost my first day, and I needed a comeback day on a Saturday, and I went Bama minus 47 against some bi-directional school, and Bama damn covered.
They cover all the time.
And guess what? Bama got me all my money back.
A bi-directional school.
What do you think Vandy is? Bi-directional.
No, that is a SEC school that's on the up and up.
No, Bama ain't bi.
But if they were, it's okay.
Just take Alabama. Take them. They're going to cover.
No, I just said no.
Okay.
Because, guys, look.
I told
when,
you.
When what? You, when the coolest thing in the world is when you bet. No. I'm gonna rephrase that. The worst thing in the world is when you go with a huge favorite like Alabama, minus 40, minus 50, and you're like, here we go. And they in the first quarter, they got 21 points or 28, and then the no-name bi-directional school comes and scores a touchdown. You're like, oh, crap. Like, okay.
Yeah, your butthole gets puckered a little bit.
Okay. Because I know they're going to start pulling players in the end of the third quarter. So, come on. So, I'm just telling you, if Vandy can score at all, has somewhat of an offense that could get down the field, maybe all field goals. I don't give a crap. But every single time they score, every Alabama bettor is going to be like, oh, crap.
Well, are you going to put a penis on it or dollar on it?
I'll put a dollar on it.
Okay.
Let's go Vandy.
Guys,
you're
not going to know any of these schools, but I am going Wyoming plus 21 and a half.
No, I know where Wyoming is.
Against BYU, and you're going to lock it up.
You're locking up Wyoming?
Because BYU, I watched about an hour and a half of that before I went to
Dodds. When they played Oregon?
Yeah, and they looked terrible.
They got
BYU
crushed.
Has a great quarterback, and then the night before, Wyoming beat Air Force, and they were 17-point dogs.
Air Force, hell of a team. Coach.
Give me Wyoming plus 21 and a half. That's three touchdowns.
You know Josh Allen plays for the Bills
yeah,
now,
Wyoming,
right,
yeah, Josh Allen's not going
you know
back.
That he's not,
he's not doing that whole. He's not going to do that whole Eli Manning thing where he dresses up like, hey, guys, you got room for a quarterback? Hey,
5 seconds, that's it.
Okay. That's interesting. And another bet that I
that's very interesting.
Yeah, another bet I love, the Atlanta Falcons getting a point on the road at Seattle. Seattle sucks.
The Falcons suck.
The Falcons do not suck.
Mariota?
The Falcons have played well in their first two games.
Patterson?
Mariota couldn't start down the road at Hume Fogg Academy, much less at an NFL football team, and I'll hang up and listen.
I like Hume Fogg.
Listen, the Falcons are a feisty little team. They have covered both their games, and they're going to cover again. They're cover.
Who did the Falcons play?
Yeah, it was
the
Rams.
Saints and the Rams.
It was a backdoor cover. And I'll hang up and
it
listen.
Wasn't a backdoor cover.
That's why you like it, because it was backdoor.
It wasn't backdoor.
You
want to
like backdoor?
You want to know why it wasn't backdoor? Because the Rams, or not the Rams, the Falcons were throwing, they had a chance, they were throwing a
Hail
Mary. What
the hell
into
are you trying
zone.
To say?
No, they did have a chance at
to
the
win
end.
The game. So it wasn't a backdoor cover.
But
it
they were
like,
so
it Rams wasn't like it wasn't like they scored a touchdown with a 10 seconds left and that's how they covered. No, they were literally driving down the field to win the game. They were that's how much of a cover it was.
They played
so
to win the game.
Take the Falcons plus one at Seattle. It's that easy. Take it to the bank.
Not bad. I like that one.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
No setup.
Oh,
no
here
spreads.
We go.
Hey.
Here we go.
Chiefs.
Have you been sleeping with brother?
No, I'm with you, but here's
Chiefs
the problem.
Chiefs minus five.
Minus five? You better check 6.5.
No, it's five. At Indy.
How does he know the lines?
Yeah,
like
I don't
that?
Know. I thought you weren't online better.
I don't log out.
I'm sorry.
I hate to tell you, I'm in pick'ems.
I hate to tell you, I looked at an article published on Monday.
It's five, boys. It's five right now, and I'm telling you, Mahomes is going to kill. I mean, the freaking Colts. I mean, coach, they're done. Matt Ryan, stop it with Matt Ryan.
Well, one time it happens, it's a fluke. Two times, it's a pattern. Three times,
it's a trend.
Screw you, screw me.
That's right. Shame on you.
You.
Whatever.
So, but the Colts, if they play a third bad week in a row, then they're just a bad team.
Is this just obvious? This is one of those obvious ones where you're like, oh my God, it has to be. It's like the Bengals last week. It has to be. I'm with you.
Here's my take. Here's my take, though. So when you see stuff like the Chiefs looking really good, second best team in the NFL, right?
I mean, you just threw that out there.
I mean, come on, think about it. I mean, you got the Bills and the Chiefs. Like, I think they're the top teams in the NFL.
Okay.
So you got the Chiefs and then the winless Colts.
Yeah.
And it's only -5. So, because you would automatically think that Vegas just does numbers. So trends and numbers, that should be -10. Why don't they think it's my? Why? What is it that's making them drag it down?
It's in Indy.
Is it Indy?
Home field. You get 3 points for home field.
Okay, coach. That's still not five. That would be 8. Or that would be 7.
No. It would be you're missing something.
Your math is more fucked up than mine.
It would
right
be
now.
It would be 11 if they were in Kansas City. So you take 3 points. If they were on a neutral, it would be 8 points, right?
Okay.
So then they go to Kansas City, give them another 3 points. It'd be 11 points.
So if they were in Kansas City, it would be -11?
Yeah.
But since they're in Indy, it's -5?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah, they always do that. Vegas gives you basically three points for home field. Unless it's the worst team in the world, then no.
Then you don't have any fans. Like
Miami.
I don't think it matters with Kansas City.
I understand, but that's how you got to think of it. That way. You think of it that way, really, is they count in, I don't know if it's 3, 2, 1, who knows, but you say 3. So if you take 3 away, like if you go to a neutral field, it would be 8. Then if you go over to Kansas City, it would be 11.
Gosh, they give the 12th man that much power?
Yeah.
The 12th man's in Seattle.
I heard for Seattle.
In every.
The 12th man in Seattle and the 12th man in A&M, they give them 3.5.
I'll tell you what. A&M, there's video. Those videos, I'm telling you what. And there was another video this week of those A&M kids. If I was an 18-year-old and I saw that video, I'd be like, I ain't going to that damn school. I want to know what the hell is wrong with those people.
Yeah. It's not, they aren't individual kids. Kids, though. These are kids that parents went there and their aunts and uncles went there.
I went to Virginia and I saw Johnny, the good ag.
Whoop! I'm telling you, I dated a girl who was, her whole family was an Aggie. Mom was an Aggie, dad was an Aggie, aunt was an Aggie, uncles an Aggie, cousins are Aggies.
I mean, Ray, what is this? I mean, they're like doing butt up and downs. Like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
The things I'm seeing from these A&M videos is cult-like.
It is very cultish.
But it's like, what? Why would I want to go be a part
and
of
no
that?
One,
I
don't know. And no one questions it.
And see if you feel anything.
Try it. I mean, you might like it. You like? Because that's a squat.
You don't have enough bend in your
legs.
That's
a squat.
I'm trying to see what they're
you
doing.
Do backdoor like
coach,
that?
For being a soccer player, your bones are not very flexible.
You know,
I'm 40 years old, right?
You know what you look like when you're doing that?
So is Brady.
Don't
guess what? He still looks like E.T. dead on the rocks.
Hey, don't take this the wrong way, but you kind of look like a pterodactyl when you do that.
Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm going to Vegas. Have a great weekend. You guys got any NFL locks besides
Chiefs? I just gave it to you.
Go.
If you guys don't want to win any more money, the Lions, +6. I'd like you to against the Vikings. I'd like you to tease it to
They're
7.
Not +6.
Yeah, they are. If I can finish and read my teleprompter, right. I would like you guys to tease it to 7, but some places don't let you do it. So go with the 6. 7, you'd feel a lot more comfortable. Lions, +6. Oh, lock it up.
Are the Bengals going to get it together this week?
No, absolutely not.
Are the Bengals going to show up and finally play?
I'll turn on Red Zone. Bet I don't see them.
I think they're going to show up and play. I think
I got to learn my guy's name.
Yeah, you really do.
His name's Dan or something.
Is it Dan?
I don't know.
He's not full of himself like Siciliano.
Siciliano
so he never
loves
says
himself.
He never says his damn name.
At one point, I'm watching Siciliano goes, well, let's go to Cincinnati. Cincinnati, that's not Cincinnati. All right, well, we're going to do, honestly, I don't know what's going on here. So I'm just going to let these announcers talk.
Dude, my guy, he acts like he's about to have an aneurysm. Anytime there's three teams scoring sometime. Okay. We're going to go to Baltimore, but we got to do split screen, guys. Split screen. We got Baltimore, we got Tennessee, and now we have Miami. Okay. I'm like, dude, chill the fuck out.
All right.
That's hard, dude.
It is really hard.
Did they piss?
He said he went.
They
one
don't
time,
pee.
He went one time 6 years without taking a piss because his broadcast is from noon until six at night. 6 hours he goes without pissing.
There's a moment where the guy shuts up and like the announcer, whoever's on TV, talks.
That's when he's shoving it in a Gatorade bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. All right. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. You too.
Let's
coach.
Get rich, dude.
All right, man. Hey, red tonight. Red.
Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red.
I got a guy in here in studio wants to play this for you guys for 5 seconds.
Viva Las Vegas.
Now, hey, Viva! Hey, can you play that red clip so we can get in the spirit for this?
Red, what red,
the,
red.
Wait, is it the fantasy one?
No, the red, red dude. Oh, Las yeah. Vegas.
Here you go.
Oh, man.
Let's go!
And... that soured our relations.
Sure did.
Let's go.
Where are we going?
Hit it.
Oh.
That's a new thing. We just walk off set.
Let's go hit to it. Vegas.
Get on the plane.
Go.
All right, let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.